Do not be afraid, but have faith. A more literal translation of that sentence would be, don't be afraid, keep on believing. Why shouldn't we be afraid? Why do we need to keep on believing? Because our scripture readings today underline for us that God is the giver of life. We see this most strikingly in the gospel, where Jesus brings a dead child back to life. But the first reading from the Book of Wisdom prepares the way, offering a concise interpretation of the creation story from Genesis. It insists that human beings have been created to share eternal life with God. Death hasn't come from God, but from the envy of a fallen angel who, by inducing us to sin, has rendered us unfit for eternal life and so subject to mortality. The notion of death as a consequence of sin is, of course, at odds with our contemporary understanding, which sees death simply as a part of being human. Nevertheless, the Book of Wisdom is right on target when it affirms God's desire to share eternal life with us, and that it's only our sinfulness that results in our physical death, and which can become for us an ultimate separation from God. By raising Jesus from the dead, however, God has triumphantly demonstrated that our deaths, though inevitable, don't have the last word. The intertwined stories told in our gospel dramatically present Jesus as the conqueror of death. Jesus' journey to attend the dying daughter of the synagogue leader, Jairus, is interrupted by the healing of the woman suffering from a hemorrhage. It shows us Jesus restoring an isolated and socially unacceptable person to full life in her community again. With terrible anxiety, Jairus has to stand by and wait until Jesus turns his attention to the woman. Imagine his shock when he's bluntly told, "Your daughter has died. Why trouble the teacher any longer?" Jesus' response, as noted earlier, instructs him not to be afraid, but to keep on believing. Jairus must now continue his journey of faith, confronting not just grave illness, but death. What about the woman Jairus had to persist in faith, but she must demonstrate a faith that overcomes obstacles. We hear of a great crowd pressing in on Jesus as he makes his way to Jairus' house. Many people are touching him, as his disciples point out. But the woman touches him in a different way, not so much physically as with her faith. Jesus, realizing the power of healing that her faith has drawn out of him, stops and insists that the woman come forward and be acknowledged. Knowing that her condition rendered her unclean and therefore not allowed to touch others because she would transfer her ritual impurity to them, she'd hoped that she might be healed simply by a hidden touch of his clothes. And that touch did heal her physically, but it also did a lot more. By bringing her out in public, Jesus offered her complete social rehabilitation. By asserting that her faith brought her her healing, he makes her an example of how faith gives access to the salvation that he has come to bring. Through her affliction, she had suffered for 12 years. Notice that Jairus' daughter was 12 years old. She had died on the thresh of what was then considered adulthood. The numerical correspondence can't be coincidental. In the house, with everyone but her parents and his three closest disciples excluded, Jesus raises the girl so that now arrived at marriageable age, she can take up her adult life, just as the woman with the hemorrhage returns to life in her community, including for her the possibility of marriage after a 12-year exclusion. The girl is brought back to life in her home. From this, we can take it that it isn't only in churches or synagogue that God's presence and power are to be found, but also right in our own homes in the midst of our daily lives. I'm struck by the thought that, like Lazarus, God let Jairus' daughter die. Delayed by the woman, Jesus arrived too late on the scene. But his overcoming of physical death in this case, points in a sacramental sense to a deeper truth. In and beyond the physical death that he himself experienced to the full, he is the one through whom God gives us the gift of eternal life. And so I say to you, don't be afraid, keep on believing. Please join me in the Nicene Creed, which we'll find on the inside cover.